Learn how God breaks down the walls of division between himself and man. Today on Bold Steps with Mark Job.
When you are in that place of grace, listen, you spend more time praising God and less time hating yourself for the sins that you've committed, because you know that you have been washed and cleansed and justified before God because you have access to his grace.
This is Bold Steps, and Mark Job is the senior pastor of New Life Community Church in Chicago and the president of Moody Bible Institute. Mark is right here in the studio with me today. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Mark, there are all kinds of walls of division, bitterness, and hatred, but God is the one who breaks down those strongholds.
Yes, and Wayne, so many people that try to approach God feel like there's this wall of division.
Mm-hmm.
And some people sense that wall and feel like God is 1,000 miles away. I love this passage of Scripture because it really talks about God breaking down the walls, and he's the one that breaks down the wall. It's not us taking a sledgehammer and trying to chip away at this incredible wall. It's God breaking down the wall of partition through his amazing grace. And so I just want to remind you, if you feel 1,000 miles away from God, if you feel like there's a metal gate between you and him, you need to listen to this message because he is a wall breaker.
The passage Mark refers to is Romans chapter 5, the first 11 verses. Turn there with us now as we bring you this message, Breaking Down the Wall.
You know, sometimes we misunderstand how good and how generous God is. Sometimes we don't understand really how God works. We think God is distracted, that he doesn't really know us, that he can't multitask, that we're sort of lost in the crowd. And some of us have this idea that when you were born, God never really noticed you, that you were born as one little number among the trillions of billions of people that live currently in this earth, that how could God really care about you when there are 7 billion people on the face of this earth? And why would God care about your little life and your destiny and know your name and care about your heartaches? Because he's got bigger things to worry about and bigger things to do in the universe. And we have this idea that God is distant, that he's far, that he doesn't know us, that we don't really have this connection with God because God could care less about our lives. Some people think like that. We're like the little boy who was at a parochial school going through the lunch line, and the nuns really wanted to make sure the boys only took one apple. And so at the beginning of the lunch line, there was these bright red apples, and there was one of the nuns had written a note that said, "Take only one. God is watching." And so one of the boys was walking through the lunch line, and he saw that. And when he got to the end of the lunch line, there was a jar of cookies there. And some little boy had scribbled on another note, "Take as many of you want. God's watching the apples." You know, sometimes we just don't understand how big God is. We don't understand that God can have his eyes on many things. I had a chameleon. My son Grant, who's 13, he decided he wanted a pet. And we didn't want a monkey, and we didn't want another dog. So we figured probably the least maintenance-free animal would be a lizard. So we went out, and he found a chameleon, which is one of these lizards that change colors. Are you familiar with what it is? It's great entertainment when we had people over because he would eat grasshoppers or crickets. And so we would buy live crickets, put it in there, and he would hunt them down, shoot out his tongue, eat them. So that was the Job House entertainment. But the thing about this chameleon that was interesting is that his eyes were really funny. They would rotate on their own. So he could point one eye down here and another eye over there. They're not like our eyes that are kind of connected together and have to move together. The chameleon can look over here with one eye and kind of rotate the other eye to look wherever he wants. And, you know, it was always fun to look at him because he could look at two different places at different times. Multiply that times a billion. You see, God's capacity to notice the world and where we live is not like your capacity and my capacity that's so limited. God has this incredible love and this incredible understanding. And I want you to know something. When you walked in this place today, you didn't suddenly pop on God's radar system. God doesn't just live in churches. I've heard people say a lot, I don't think I want to go to church because, whoa, if God sees me. Hold on, you think he only lives in this building? You think God hangs out in the building and whatever happens outside of the world, he's oblivious to? No, you got the wrong idea. God is not sheltered in a little church building. You don't suddenly show up on the radar and leave his radar system when you walk out of this church building. No. He's the God of the universe. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He knows you. Listen to me. Some of you walked in this place and you are very, very far from God. Yet God has known your name and watched your story and seen your thoughts and followed you into your party scene, the dark corners of that bar that you hung out 2 weeks ago. God's there too. You see, God has been tracking you, knowing you, loving you, chasing you. And some of you that are totally unchurched and far from God, you're here today, this morning, because the love of God somehow has reached out to you, because a family member, a friend, a relative somehow invited you. You got an invitation. You heard on the radio. Someone gave you a flyer. Somehow God has brought you to this place because the God of the universe, this omnipotent God that has always been and will always be, he knows your name. It's incredible. And I want you to understand what God wants to do. I'm telling you in advance that at the end of this service, I'm going to call some of you to make a decision, a clear-cut decision, a decision that you've never made in all of your life. Romans chapter 5. I've been talking about the good news and bad news, and today I want to talk to you more about the good news than the bad news. Romans is focused on how lost we are. And part of the theme of Romans is how much we need God. And how on our own power we cannot make it to God. And how that we all have sinned and we all have fallen very, very short of God's standard. And someone has to pay the price for our sin and the debt that we've incurred to a holy God. Romans over and over has pointed to Jesus as the one that's the debt payer, the only one that can pay this huge debt that we owe God. And now in this passage in Romans, Paul continues to talk and he tells us what happens, how God has reached out to us when we did not know him and we are made right with God. Several walls are broken down and several things happen. And I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. He says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. As we look at these first few verses of Romans, the Apostle Paul tells us that there's three things that God gives us, pours out into our lives, that we don't deserve, but he gives us anyways when he's reaching out to us. The first thing is we have peace with God and have entered into a place of grace when we say yes to God. Notice he says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith. How many of you have ever read that word justified in the Bible? Have you ever read that word justified? It's not a word that we use normally in our English language, so many people don't understand what justification means. Justification is God's act of removing the guilt and the penalty of our sin at the same time that he declares us righteous through the sacrifice of Jesus. That's justification. Let me explain it a different way. Let's just say that you're 3 months behind on your rent. When you're 3 months behind on your rent, you avoid your landlord at all costs. If you're in Pete's Grocery Market over there, and you see the landlord on aisle 3, you make sure that you're on aisle 10. And people see you ducking with your cart like this. If you have a baby, you stick your head in the stroller and say, "Hey, how you doing, little baby?" And you walk like this because you are avoiding your landlord. Why? Because you owe your landlord something, and you know that your relationship with your landlord is going to be tense. Because if you see your landlord, he's going to say, "Hey, there you are. How come you're not answering my phone calls? I've been by your house. I've texted you. I've called you. Where is my rent? You owe me something." Right? So with God, it's the same way. You see, with God, we have incurred this incredible, deep, powerful penalty and debt called sin. We have accumulated sin day after day, year after year. We have lied and cheated and gossiped and had envy and hatred in our hearts. And we have told half-truths and we have not shown compassion to people that needed compassion. So we have sinned by omission and we have sinned by direct disobedience to God. And so we have incurred this huge debt before God. And so sometimes when we get around the things of God, we feel like that tenant that's hiding from the landlord. We walk into church and we come with our head low because we feel like, wow, I owe God a lot. I mean, I've really messed up. And so we walk around with shame. We avoid spiritual things. We don't want to read the Bible. We don't want to come to church because as soon as we get around the things of God, it's like getting around someone that we owe something to. It's uncomfortable to us.
You're listening to Bold Steps, and this is Mark Jobe. We'll return to our message in just a few moments. But first, let me say that there's no shortage of prescriptions for restlessness. And in the book, The Road Trip That Changed the World, Mark Sayers encourages you to challenge the notion that personal freedom and self-fulfillment are the highest calling. This is the new resource that we're offering, and we love to give our listeners some of the best resources, the newest resources that are coming out that we think can help them grow and go to the next place in their walk with God.
Yeah, this is the first day we're offering the book, so I'm going to get this and read it myself.
Absolutely.
The road trip. I haven't taken a lot of road trips recently, so I'm looking forward to reading this book. And you can read it as well when you ask for your copy, when you give a gift to Bold Steps. The Road Trip That Changed the World. Doesn't that sound fascinating? Call us at 844-615-7363 or request the book when you go to our website. More information at boldstepsradio.org. Mark, thank you for this message. Let's return to it now, Breaking Down the Walls.
Paul says, when we came to Jesus and we've come to Christ, when you say yes to God, yes to Jesus Christ, and cross that line, now you are justified before God. All that debt that you owed has been paid. You no longer are a debtor. And therefore, since you're no longer a debtor, you've been justified. How? Through faith. It's not something that you work for. It's not something that you've earned. It's not something that you've deserved. We saw that in the last chapter. You've received it simply by faith. This is a hard truth for some people to understand because it seems easy. Listen, it may seem easy, but it's harder than what you understand. It may seem easy, but it's not cheap. You see, we receive the gift of God through faith. We believe that Jesus has the power to cleanse us, wash us, and make us new. We believe that He is the Son of God, that He died on that cross, and that no one else can pay the price. And because we believe it, we believe, we repent, and we receive that gift. And listen to what He says. It says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. Some of you here don't know what it means to have peace with God. And when you don't have peace with God, you don't have peace with yourself. Because you were made and created to live in right relationship with God. Your soul is ill at ease. And what He tells us is that we have been justified, therefore we have peace with God. Listen, there is no other way to have peace with God except through, listen, He says, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access, say that word, access. Access by faith into His grace. You see, this word access means entry. I was speaking at a conference not too long ago, and they put me in a nice hotel with my wife. When I went to register at the front desk of the hotel, they said, this is your key. This key right here will give you access into your room. You swipe it. But we've also given you access to another room. This is a room that gives you complimentary food. There's drinks. There's television. There's access to as much as you want to eat. But you have to use this access pass to get in that room. So I went up to this hotel, this fancy hotel, and I went up to the door of my room and I swiped it and the door wouldn't open. That ever happened to you? So you flip it around, you swipe it again, flip it around, swipe it, then you bang it, kick it, hit it, swipe it up, swipe it down, swipe it sideways, this, that, the other. It's like, I have no access here. So I had to get in the elevator, go all the way down stairs to the reception desk, and I said, my access key is not working. And the lady said, well, excuse me, sir, sorry about that. Let me reprogram it. And so she put it through a machine and gave it back to me. When I went up to my room, now suddenly before I did not have access because I didn't have the right key to access what was waiting for me. Behind that doors was a nice big room. A bed there was comfortable, but I was left out in the hallway because I had no access. So once I had that key, I swiped it, and yes, that little green light went on, and I went into the room, and it was a nice room, a very nice hotel. And then as I started walking down the hallway with my wife, I passed a double door there. I looked inside. People had plates of food and they were eating and it was this nice environment, and I'm looking from the outside and I looked at my key and I said, look, honey, I have access. And as soon as I swiped that key, and I was hungry, when I swiped that key, suddenly I had access to this room where there was free food. Yes. Because I had an access key. What Paul is telling us is that up until now, you have not had access to the grace of God, the favor of God, this place of God's favor, because you've been debtors. When God sees you, He sees the penalty of your sin upon you, a debt that you and I cannot pay. We've failed miserably. We've sinned thousands of times. So we do not have access to what God has for us, but when we come to God through Jesus Christ, it is faith. And when God applies his forgiveness and justifies us, now suddenly he gives us an access code into his grace. And so we go to God now and we swipe the faith card. And suddenly we have access to a room. It's called the grace room. Oh, let me tell you, you want to be in the grace room. What is grace? Grace is the unmerited, undeserved favor of God. Listen, when you're in the grace room, you don't have to prove that you're worthy of God's love because you already know that he loves you. When you're in the grace room, God is a friend of yours. When you're in the grace room, the door of access is permanently open to him, and you can talk to him whenever you want without shame or guilt because you have access to the grace room. When you are in that place of grace, listen, you spend more time praising God and less time hating yourself for the sins that you've committed because you know that you have been washed and cleansed and justified before God because you have access to his grace. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. You see, some of you aren't standing in the grace of God right now because you have not accessed it through faith. So you're hiding through the corridors of life, feeling guilty about your life and the shame because you owe God. But listen, if someone were to come and say, I have a gift for you, and you say, what is that gift? I have 3 months' rent payment for you. And I've gone to the landlord and I've paid your debt. And not only have I paid your debt, but I've paid 3 months in advance as well. So I paid the 3 months that you owed and I paid 3 months in advance. Let me tell you now, you want to see that landlord. You want to say, hey, landlord, it's me. Hey, I see you in aisle 5. 3 months in advance. You know that sink that's been clogged? I think you should clean it now because I fixed it because 3 months. You see, when we have been cleansed by God of the debt that we owe and righteousness has been imputed onto us, not only has our debt been washed away, but we have been given righteousness into our account. So now we are walking in the favor of God. We are no longer slaves, but sons and daughters of the Most High God. That's how we live and that's how we walk.
Remembering that Jesus paid it all. This is Bold Steps, and you're listening to the teaching of Mark Job. If you'd like to learn more about Mark or this ministry, you can when you visit our website. You'll find us online at boldstepsradio.org. Well, we understand the current issues that are permeating today's world, and it's our mission to be bold and authentic when communicating the truth of the gospel to the world. So if you're interested in helping us reach more people all across the nation, we'd love for you to partner with us. Become a bold partner by giving a gift of any amount to support this ministry, and the benefits will not only support your fellow listener, but you'll gain access to some pretty exclusive bonuses like our in-studio videos with Mark and the crew. And when your gift is $30 or more each month, you'll also get a coupon code for 50% off any selection in the entire Moody Publishers catalog. And we've made signing up easy at boldstepsradio.org. Or call us, the number 844-615-7363. 844-615-7363. We'll say thanks for your generous support today by sending you a copy of The Road Trip That Changed the World. It's this month's Bold Step gift. And it's an engaging book that you won't want to miss out on. You'll find this and more online at boldstepsradio.org. Well, Mark, it's Monday. When I opened up my email this morning, I got the Bold Stepper Weekly, which is not exclusive. It's available to all of our listeners.
Absolutely. And hopefully you got it nice and early in the morning.
I did.
And so the thought with the Bold Stepper is that we want to just encourage you every week. It's a way to personally connect with those of you that are connected with this program.
There's usually a devotional thought in there, some resources, sometimes a prayer request or some update of what's happening here at the ministry. So it's just saying, hey, thank you for being a part of this, and we hope that you get a great start to your week.
It's meant to get you stepping in your walk with Christ. So look for the Bold Stepper Weekly at our website, boldstepsradio.org. It's free, there's no obligation, and you'll enjoy reading it every Monday morning. And one more thing, don't forget that you can access this program through the Moody Radio mobile app or listen to TuneIn Radio. These are just a few of the ways we're making it easy for you to catch the teaching of Mark Job and this daily program. I'm Wayne Shepherd. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we continue this message called Breaking Down the Walls. It's coming up Tuesday on Bold Steps with Mark Job. Bold Steps is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Bible Institute.